Hi, I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis on behalf of the segment we call Campus Connection for Thursday, October 11th. Hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
I am well, sir. Let's begin with the future of higher education. You were part of a state regents panel discussing that this week. What were your takeaways?
Well, I was pleased to participate on the panel with OU President Jim Gaugley. It was moderated by the chancellor of the state regents, Glenn Johnson. We discussed the current challenges facing higher education, as well as the value it provides to the individuals and to the economy and society generally. College graduates make more, they have lower unemployment, they have better health, they give more back to the charities, they pay more taxes. I mean, there's a lot to be said for higher education. But we also discussed the findings of the statewide task force on the future of higher education. This group, which I was a part of, had conducted really a very thorough review looking at current initiatives and best practices. As with all recommendations that came out of the task force, we need to go do something and just don't put it on the shelf. And so I think it was we were presenting before other regions from around the state, and I think it was all in all a very productive day.
Burns, addiction is a major problem facing Oklahoma and the nation, and OSU continues to expand its work to address this significant health issue.
Yes, we do indeed. We actually got a nice grant and have opened the OSU Addiction Disorder Clinic in Tulsa. The facility will greatly improve our ability to care for addiction disorders. The clinic is a member of the prestigious Hazelden Betty Ford Patient Care Network, which offers world-class resources and expertise. It'll employ the state's first certified academic addiction physicians. The clinic is part of the OSU Center for Wellness and Recovery, which is an OSU Center for Health Sciences initiative committed to improving the lives of Oklahomans.
And finally, Burns, let's turn to OSU's work with U.S. military. Some big news on that front.
You're right. OSU has a long history of working with the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.S. military on many initiatives. The most recent collaboration that we can talk about, at least, is with the United States Air Force. Computer engineering professor James Stein has received a three-year, $1.5 million grant to design an energy-efficient, high-performance computer architecture. The award is part of the Air Force Future Autonomous Battle Space Project. The overall goal is to provide combat-ready, power-efficient, embedded computer architectures. This award is a result of Dr. Stein's national leadership in computer architecture technologies. His team works with OSU students and provides an incredible research experience.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.